This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
It looks like it's going to be a little bit of a quiet Friday to start anyway. Corn's really not showing a whole lot of anything on the overnight market, whereas, the soybean market looks like it's going to be under some pressure. So bean market just really hasn't been able to put much together here lately. It's been a very narrow range. We were actually looking, there's a very slight uptrend for this bean market, but I mean, you can't even hardly break out of a 25 cent range over the last 3 weeks. So yeah, I wouldn't expect a whole lot here on Friday. Hopefully we won't fall too far out of bed, but as far as the open, it looks like we're going to be 5 or 6 lower on beans and corn, maybe a penny lower.
Matt, what has happened with the Middle East and the crude oil price with all of the turmoil that's going on right now, and how has that affected the ag marketplace, if it has at all?
You know, crude oil is back over $70, which is a nice thing to see. I think that it could maybe improve some of these ethanol margins we've been talking about here lately that's struggled. You know, it's kind of slowed the corn grind a little bit. Some of these plants have slowed down. A couple have gone idle. So, you know, you've seen that grind rate actually back off quite a bit. I think whenever you look at, what is done for the markets in the short term, not much, but if you could see crude kind of catch its legs, there's no doubt that it would be supportive towards corn, soybeans. We know we're growing energy at this point in the games.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up, and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
March corn down a quarter of a cent at 443 and a quarter. January soybeans down 4.5 at 991 and a quarter. January soybean meal down 2 pennies at $2.87.50. January soybean oil up 6 cents at $42.73. Chicago wheat up a penny at $5.59.5. Minneapolis wheat up 2.25 at $6.04.75. Kansas City hard red wheat up a penny at $5.63.75. On the Merck, December live cattle up 52 cents at $192.65. January feeder cattle up 27 cents at $258.62. February lean hogs up 37 cents at $84.85. Class 3 milk is down a penny at $18.76. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.